Why You're Here. Many reasons drew you to this book, but you connected with the book's title and description for a reason. You're here because you're feeling something missing in your sex life. You want to live life fully, and you innately know that sexual health is an essential part of your experience of being human. In short, you want to reduce sexual inhibitions and find ways to make nice with naughty. Why You're Here is why my patients come to me. They're anxious and depressed about their sex life, a sex life where they feel sexually blocked, self-conscious, and sexually constrained. Like many of my patients, you want to claim your right to sexual pleasure and fulfillment. I also share your story. Soon after my former partner and I separated, I found a psychologist and met with her weekly. It was early in our sessions, the first or second, I think, when I said to her, "You know, I've come to realize that I don't exude much of a sexuality." She let the declaration sit for a moment, looked me in the eyes, and said, "Tom, you're right. You don't." Some might say that my psychologist's response was harsh and blunt, but it was exactly what I needed to hear. I spent much of that relationship trying to be an excellent partner and often failing to the point of suppressing my sexuality. I subconsciously believed I didn't deserve the sexual desires that would eventually become dormant. I simply buried them. What I know now, however, is that when we bury our feelings, we bury them alive, which is especially true for sexual energy. Feelings of being sexually bottled up are why you're here. Parts of you want to be free. Or, perhaps, your partner has become resentful and complained that they want more sex than you. On the surface, you agree with them, but not for the reasons they think. You know there's something more at play. It's the innate understanding that you've been missing out that drove you to pick up this book, a knowing that sexuality is an integral, meaningful part of your life and your partner's life. You're also here because you're deeply aware that your intimate relationship suffers. You excel in many areas, but a lasting, meaningful, and fulfilling intimate relationship eludes you. You've lost the sex drive you once had. You're often frustrated in your ability to express yourself sexually, perhaps even afraid. You might struggle to help your partner express themselves fully so that they can find satisfaction. You want to become more spontaneous, but something is holding you back. You want to find out what that something is and make nice with it so you'll again, or for the first time, be able to express and find enjoyment in your sexuality.